Before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And today's title of the sermon is Not Believing in Vain.
امروز موعظه‌مون در مورد اینه که بیهوده ایمان نداشته باشیم.
Yeah, and that's not really what the topic of the whole chapter is about.
کل فصل در مورد این موضوع نیست.
But we're not able to finish it today, so
امروز حاضر نمیتونیم کل فصل رو تموم کنیم. دو موضوعش کردم در حقیقت.
Yeah, the topic of the whole chapter is the resurrection.
کل موضوع کل فصل در مورد زنده شدن دوباره عیسی مسیح.
We'll see that a little bit today as well.
امروز هم یه مقداری بهش اشاره خواهیم کرد.
Next week we'll talk more about that.
اما هفته آینده بیشتر در مورد زنده شدن دوباره صحبت می‌کنیم.
So, let's start and see how far we can get today.
ببینیم تا کجا می‌تونیم.
Start reading with verses 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2 شروع کنیم.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain.
الان ای برادران شما را از انجیلی که به شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم پذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید و به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آورید.
Yeah, so what does Paul preach to them?
پولس در مورد چی موعظه کرد؟
The gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, that is what they have received, the Corinthians. That is where they stand.
جایی که قرنتیان اون رو به دست آورد و اونجا.
And also says, by it they were saved.
به وسیله اون ایمان آوردن.
What brings salvation? The hearing and then believing of the gospel.
Yeah,
the good news.
شنیدن انجیل عیسی مسیح و ایمان آوردن.
Yeah, you don't get people saved by just being a friend.
فقط
yeah?
دوست بودن با یه نفر باعث نجات یه نفر نمیشه. ما پیام عیسی مسیح باید موعظه شه.
Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرافکنده نیستم چون که قوت خداست برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد اول یهود و سپس یونانی.
Yeah, it's the gospel that has the power. It's about God unto salvation.
انجیل عیسی مسیحه که قدرت نجات رو برای همه
تون
داره.
Now, someone pointed the last part of verse 2.
قسمت دوم آیه رو
yeah, which says, unless you have believed in vain.
که میگم مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آورده باشی.
And they'll say, oh, you can believe in vain.
پس میتونی بیهوده ایمان داشته
باشی. And they twist this as to mean that belief is not enough.
و میگن ایمان تنها بیهوده ایمان آورید یعنی ایمان تنها کافی نیست بیهوده است.
Yeah, like your belief can be not enough if not something else is added to it.
اگر ایمانت به علاوه یه چیز دیگه نباشه هیچ کافی نیست هیچ نمیتونه بهش اضافه شه.
Yeah, you can put your trust in Christ.
می
they will say. But in the end, it might not turn out so good, and it might have been in vain.
Now,
of course, this is an absolute lie, and it flies in the face of the rest of the Bible. Yeah, which clearly states that believing
اشاره میکنه که ایمان
آوردن
فقط کافی است برای به بهشت رفتن.
Yeah, we can know we go to heaven.
میدونیم که به بهشت میریم.
Because it's not dependent on us.
به خاطر اینکه هیچ ربطی به من و شما نداره.
Yeah, Jesus did the work.
کاری است که عیسی مسیح انجام داده بر روی صلیب.
We trust in God who gave the promises.
اعتماد کردیم به او که او قولش رو به ما داده.
God who cannot lie.
خدایی که نمیتونه دروغ بگه.
And he says, believe.
و میگه ایمان بیارید.
On the Son.
به پسر.
We just read it in Romans 1. Yeah, that it's by believing. It's the gospel is the power of God in the salvation.
انجیل عیسی مسیح قدرت برای نجات.
Yeah, to everyone that believes it.
برای هر کسی که بهش ایمان میاره.
Now I'm going to give you some more verses.
چند آیه دیگه بهتون میگم.
I know most of these verses you know.
میدونم که اکثر آیاتش رو میدونیم.
Go to John.
یوحنا.
John 3 verse 15.
آیه 15. 3:15.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yeah, whosoever believes in him, Jesus, should not perish, but have eternal life. That is current tense. You believe, then you have life that will not end.
Yeah,
this is not very hard to grasp. Yeah, God is not playing tricks on us.
Hey,
promising, hey, you have eternal life for you.
بیارید.
Yeah, and I promise that when you believe, you have it.
قول دادم که وقتی ایمان بیارید.
But then basically saying.
اما بعدش بگه.
I already know what you're going to do in future.
میدونم که اشتباه
میکنی. I know you're going to mess us up terribly.
میدونم که اشتباه میکنی. میدونم که خراب میکنی.
And I'm going to take it away from you. Yeah, that is not what the Bible says. That's, God is not tricking us. That the meaning of eternal life means it doesn't end. And if you believe, yeah, that there's something that you can do to lose that eternal life, you're making God a liar. Because he promises that whosoever believe it, in him should not perish,
but have eternal life.
Next verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Believe on the Son, yeah,
the only begotten,
and
the promise that you will have everlasting life.
Yeah,
everlasting is not temporary. It means lasting forever.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean only if you're good enough. It doesn't mean if you repent of enough sins, then.
No.
Just because of belief. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
24. آمین آمین به شما میگویم که هر که کلام مرا بشنود و به فرستنده من ایمان آورد حیات جاودانی دارد و در داوری نمی آید بلکه از مرگ تا به حیات.
Believe on Jesus Christ results in everlasting life. Yeah, you will be not condemned. You have no condemnation. Not now. Not in a year. Not 100 years. Never.
Yeah,
you've passed from death into life. Yeah, everlasting life. Yeah, you're in a different group now. You're in the group that goes to heaven. Acts 16:30-31. Everybody who goes to soul winning knows this one. Serve what must I do to be saved? Yeah, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 16:30-31.
و ایشان را بیرون آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟ گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو به اهل خانه‌ات نجات خواهی یافت.
Yeah, if it would be anything else,
اگر هر چیز دیگه باشه,
the apostles would have messed up here.
Because
they get the plain question, what must you do to be saved? Believe on Lord Jesus Christ.
John 11:26.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this.
و هر که زنده بود و به من ایمان آورد تا به ابد نخواهد مرد. آیا این را باور نمی‌کنی؟
Never means never. It doesn't mean maybe.
هیچ وقت یعنی هیچ وقت. نه اینکه شاید یه موقعی، یه لحظه‌ای.
Yeah, if you believe, you will not experience the second death.
مرگ دوباره رو تجربه نخواهید کرد.
But that would mean God is a liar.
اگر اتفاق نیفته خداوند دروغگوست.
But surely you need to do something.
100% یه کاری
باید. You have some good works in your life.
یه کاری داشته باشی. یه ذره باید خوب باشی.
Yeah, surely there's something we need to do.
یکی باید باشه که به بهشت.
Answer no, there is not. It's not of works.
از اعمالمون نیست.
Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace, through faith. Not of yourself. Not of yourself. Yeah, there's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. It's a gift. The gift of
faith.
It's not a works.
Yeah.
How many times does he repeat it in this one verse? Yeah, lest any man should boast. Nobody stands before God and say, I earned myself a way to heaven. Go to Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اما عدالت ایمان بدین طور سخن میگوید که در دل خود مگو کیست که به آسمان صعود کند یعنی تا مسیح را فرود آورد.
Yeah, it's either one or the other. It's either grace or it's works. Yeah, they're exclusive. They don't go together. You cannot have both at the same time. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that through grace, yeah, we are saved by faith. Believe. Romans 4:5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بیدینان را عادل می‌شمارد ایمان او عدالت محسوب.
Now, does this person do any work?
کاری را انجام داده؟
No.
نه.
He just believes and he's justified because of that.
عادل شمرده خواهد شد
به خاطر ایمانش.
ایمانش.
His belief is counted to him for righteousness.
اعتقادش برای او نیکویی.
Read the next verse 4:6. Romans 4:6. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works.
چنانکه داوود نیز خوشحالی آن کس را ذکر می‌کند که خدا برای او عدالت محسوب می‌دارد بدون عمل.
Yeah, God imputes righteousness to us.
خداوند نیکویی روی ما قرار می‌دهد.
We are not righteous.
ما عادل نیستیم.
But it's imputed through to us through Jesus Christ.
ما داده شده از طریق عیسی مسیح.
How does it apply to us? By faith, by believing.
می‌تونیم رو بتن کنیم و ایمان آوردن و فقط ایمان.
It's not about ourselves.
هیچ کدوم از کارهای ما نیست.
James 2:23.
یعقوب 2:23.
And the scripture was fulfilled which said Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness and he was called the friend of God.
و آن نوشته تمام گشت که میگوید ابراهیم به خدا ایمان آورد و برای او به عدالت محسوب گردد و دوست خدا نامیده شد.
Yeah, Abraham believed.
ابراهیم ایمان آورد.
And it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
برای او نیکویی حساب.
Yeah, and we can go on and on. There's many more verses of this.
چند تا آیه دیگه هم هست که میتونیم ببینیم.
Yeah, but if we believe something differently.
اما اگر که اعتقادی داریم که متفاوت هست.
Yeah, than trusting in Jesus Christ.
به غیر از اعتماد کردن به عیسی مسیح.
Can our belief then be in vain?
آیا ایمانمون بیهوده است؟
Answer yes.
بله.
Yeah, we need to believe the gospel. We need to believe what God has given for us to believe. So, what does it mean to believe in vain? Because there is such a thing as believing in vain, because that's what it says in verse 2. And the same verse gives us an idea. Before it, it says, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. That's verse 2. 1 Corinthians 15.
به آن کلامی که را بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آورید.
Yeah, so what was preached to them? The gospel.
شده بود انجیل.
Yeah, if they believed the gospel.
اگر ایمان داشته باشی به انجیل.
Yeah, they would be saved.
نجات پیدا خواهی کرد.
Yeah, and when you believe, it's not something you're going to forget.
ایمان داشتن به چیزی نیست که بتونی.
Yeah, I've spoken with Christians who are severely backslidden, were severely backslidden.
که خیلی از خدا
living in sin,
در گناه زندگی می‌کردن.
Not going to church, not reading the Bible.
ایمان نمی‌آوردن کتاب مقدسشون رو.
But they always directly knew.
اما همه‌شون 100% می‌دونستن.
To say, hey, I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm not right with God.
می‌دونم که من
in the wrong place. But I know what God has promised.
اما می‌دونم خداوند قول داده و من ایمان آوردم و اون لحظه که ایمان آوردم.
That faith is not in vain.
اون ایمانش بیهوده نیست.
Yeah, if you believe the right thing.
اگه ایمان واقعی رو داشته باشی.
Yeah, according to the scriptures, you will be saved. You are saved.
تو نجات پیدا کردی در اون لحظه و فقط در اون لحظه.
Yeah, and if you're saved.
اگر نجات داری,
you're not going to be confused on what the gospel is.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit living in you will remind you. He will bring things to remembrance.
John 14:26.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
اما تسلی دهنده یعنی روح القدس که پدر او را به اسم من می‌فرستد او همه چیز را به شما تعلیم خواهد داد و آنچه به شما گفتم به یاد شما خواهد آورد.
Yeah, but then you also have on the other side
Christians
that claim or people that claim the name of Christ that call themselves Christians but they're wrong on the gospel. Now they believe in vain. They did never understand the gospel. Yeah, if somebody believes works are necessary for salvation they believe in vain. Or somebody leaves the church
اگه کی بره کلیسا
and becomes a full blown Buddhist or Muslim or something like that.
یهو بره بودا بشه یا بشه مسلمان.
Yeah, sometimes you hear these stories how this person was a Christian, now he's turned to Muslim.
حالا مسلمان شده.
No, he was never a Christian.
هیچ وقت ایماندار نبوده.
Yeah, his belief was in vain to begin with.
ایمانش از اول بیهوده بوده.
Now he believes in vain in another false religion.
الان یه چیز دیگه بیهوده است.
Yeah, because he was deceived. He had a wrong or false gospel that he believed in before. Now the fact that they completely throw out Jesus proves they're never saved in the first place.
1
John
2:19
and 20. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things.
19 and 20.
Yeah, there will be people who leave from us because they were not of us. They were never Christians to begin with. Yeah, they didn't have faith in the true gospel. They didn't believe. Their belief was in vain. And they just turned from a false Christianity to, for example, becoming a Muslim or a Buddhist or whatever. Now, if you share the gospel, often you will talk to people and they will say yes. Yeah, I understand. Yes, I believe that. And then at the end you want to make sure that they actually understand. And you ask them, hey, what do you think you need to do to be saved? And the answer is, oh, but then you need to live a good life. Now, they believed in vain. They did not understand the gospel. So what do we do? Do we say, great, you said you believed, you are Christian now, come on brother, is that what we do? No, we know they didn't believe, they believed in vain, and we'll try to explain the part that they did not understand. And there will be people that say yes on everything, they believe everything.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask Jesus to save you?
Answer,
no thank you. They believed in vain. Here's a tip for soul winners. If you share the gospel, if you went over the whole thing, and later on we're going to see what the whole thing is, and you're asking back questions to see if they understood the gospel, don't help them to answer that question. The point of the questions are to figure out if they really understood. We don't want people say they believe and then they are believing in vain because they didn't understand. Last question. How do you know for sure you can go to heaven? What do you think you need to do to be saved? And they're thinking, and the soul winner? It's my fate. Don't do that. The point is for you to figure out if they understood. Do you think they can lose their salvation? And then they're thinking, soul winner shaking. No, don't give them that hint because you want to know they understand.
چون سوالمون برای اینه که آیا واقعا درک کردن یا درک نکردن امتحان نیست.
We don't want people or leave people in a place where they believe in vain.
که ایمانشون بیهوده باشه.
Yeah, go to Matthew chapter 13.
متا فصل 13.
Where we have the parable of the sower.
که اون مثال کشاورز.
Yeah, the sower sowing seeds.
که برزگری که برز.
And they fall on different kind of grounds.
هر کسی توی زمین‌های متفاوت.
And some of the seeds fall on the wayside.
بعضی از اون برزها.
The birds come and eat the seeds up. Now in Matthew 13:18-19 it gives the explanation of that specific part of the parable. Matthew 13:18-19. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, that is he which received seed by the wayside.
پس شما مثل برزگر رو بشنوید. کسی که کلمه ملکوت را شنیده آن را نفهمید. شریر می آید و آنچه در دل او کاشته شده است می رو باید. این همان است آن که در راه کاشته شده است.
Yeah, so they heard the word of God, yet they didn't understand it.
اما درکش نکردند.
Maybe they're able to answer the questions.
شاید به سوالامو خوب جواب دادن.
Yeah, with your help a little bit.
با کلک شما، با کمک شما، با تقلب
شما. Maybe even say they believed. شاید هم واقعا ایمان آورد. If you ask them a week later, they have no idea how somebody gets saved.
واقعا درک نکردن که چگونه
یه نفر نجات پیدا کنه.
گفته ایمان میاره.
Yes, but he believed in vain.
اما ایمانش
He did not understand the gospel.
بوده و انجیل رو هیچ وقت درک نکرده بوده.
Now you might say, why are you repeating these things to us?
چرا میگی دوباره
Yeah, on Wednesday night, everybody understands this.
We
know it's by faith. Okay, we all get these things. Why do we need to hear them again? No, we need to hear them because we need to hear because we need to be reminded of these things so we know clearly.
But
we also should be able to give responses to those. Who ask questions, for example, about a verse like 1 Corinthians 15:2. Yeah, we need to be able to explain this to somebody else. Hey, what does it mean here that belief can be in vain? And it's not a small thing. When we talk about the gospel, we want to be 100% clear. We don't want to have muddling.
آخی در مورد انجیل عیسی مسیح صحبت
می‌کنیم. It's about life and death.
روشن باشه. نمی‌خوایم اون وسط بچرخیم.
Yeah,
مرگ و زندگی.
There are too many people who call themselves Christians.
خیلی کسایی هستن که خودشون رو مسیحی می‌خوان.
But they're on their way to hell.
اما راهشون به جهنم.
Because they believed in vain.
چون ایمانشون
بی‌فایده. They do not understand the gospel.
کاملا انجیل رو درک
نمی‌کنن. They're believing another gospel.
ایمانی ندارن به انجیل واقعی.
And another gospel is actually not a gospel at all because it cannot save.
فقط نام علکی انجیل.
Go to Galatians.
نجات نمیده. غلاطیان.
Galatians 1, 5 till
9.
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
که او را تا ابد جلال باد. آمین. تعجب می‌کنم که بدین زودی از آن کس که شما را به فیض مسیح خوانده است برمیگردید به سوی انجیلی دیگر. که انجیل دیگر نیست، اما بعضی هستند که شما را مسترب می‌سازند و می‌خواهند انجیل مسیح را تبدیل نمایند. بلکه هرگاه ما هم یا فرشته ای از آسمان انجیلی غیر از آن که ما به آن بشارت دادیم به شما رساند آناتیما باد. چنانکه پیشتر گفتیم الان هم باز میگوییم، اگر کسی انجیلی غیر از آن پذیرفته بیاورید آناتیما باد.
Yes, so there's only one gospel. Yeah, and Paul says here, if anybody preached another gospel, let them be accursed. Yeah, adding baptism to salvation. Oh, it's not so bad. It's a small thing. No, the Bible says, let him be accursed. It's another gospel. Oh, saying that they need at least some good works to go to heaven. It's not that bad. Oh, yes, it is bad. Yeah, because Paul says, let him be accursed because it's not the gospel. There's only one gospel. Oh, but you're so being so black and white, you offend people. Yeah, there might be nice people who claim the name of Christ. Yeah, but they believe in vain. We don't want to be too harsh on them. You won't offend them. Now, I rather them be offended than know the truth. Let them be offended. Galatians 5:11. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased.
اما ای برادران، اگر من تا به حال به ختنه موعظه می‌کردم، چرا جفا می‌دیدم؟ زیرا که در این صورت اهانت صلیب برداشته می‌شد.
Add some works to your salvation and people will just let you go. People will not be offended.
بذار هر کسی قبول کنه، کسی ناراحت نشه. یه کلمه حالا کار اضافه کرده به نجاتش. چه مشکلی داره؟
We need to preach the truth.
نه، حقیقت رو باید
اعلام کرد.
حقیقت ناراحت میکنه خیلی‌ها رو.
And I hope that because they're offended, because they're triggered, they think about it, and they will leave the path that leads them to hell
and believe on the gospel.
Yeah, when you go at soul winning, or when you talk with people that are new in the church, don't assume when they say they're Christians that they're actually Christians. Ask the questions. What do you think you need to do to be saved? That will give you a lot of information on where somebody stands.
Yeah,
do you think you can lose your salvation?
Yeah,
because if people think that, they're trusting in something else than Jesus Christ. Oh, but it will offend. It's much better for them than to go to hell. Yeah, last Sunday we spoke with a young guy, and we started explaining, and he said, "No, I'm a Christian." Now, we didn't walk away. We were asking some extra questions, and the answers he gave us clearly showed us that he was not saved. He didn't understand the gospel. The answer was, I have to do good works. I need to live a good life. What did we do? We explained him the gospel correctly. Yeah. Then he understood. Yeah. He believed. And we prayed with him, and he got saved right there and then. Yeah, because we didn't say, oh, he says he's a Christian, and we just assume that's true. No, we asked the questions. Of course, we cannot look in his heart. Yeah, so if next time we meet him and he says, oh, I have no idea how to go to heaven, then he believed in vain. Yeah, but in this case, I don't think he did believe in vain, because he understood now. He believed the gospel and the promises that when we believe the Son, we have everlasting life. Go to Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, 23 and 24. Then said one unto him, Lord, are the few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. So the question is asked, are there few that be saved? And the answer that is basically given here is yes. Yeah, there are few. Yeah, not many will enter in. Go to Matthew 7, where we see this same thing. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا فراخ است آن در و وسیع است آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است و آنانی که بدان داخل می شوند بسیارند، زیرا تنگ است آن در و دشوار است آن طریقی که منتهی به حیات است و یابندگان آن کمند.
Wide is the way to destruction.
بازه. Many will go into that. خیلی وارد اون در خواهند شد.
Narrow.
نه باریکه.
Yeah, not hard, as some of the modern Bible translations say.
نه سخته. نه سخت نیست.
It's narrow. Is the way that leads to life.
باریکه.
Few that will find it.
خیلی در کوچیکو پیدا نمی‌کنند.
Oh, but I know these very nice.
آدمای خیلی خوبی رو می‌شناسم.
Missionaries.
میشنر میگن آن هستن.
Yeah, they're really nice people.
آدمای خیلی خوبی هستن. کارهای خوبی می‌کنن برای.
Yeah. That's nice.
خوبه.
What are they preaching?
اما به چی موعظه میکنن؟
Is it the gospel?
آیا انجیله؟
Is it salvation by faith?
آیا نجات از طریق
ایمانه؟ Or is it a false gospel? It doesn't matter how nice somebody is. Yeah, if they are preaching the wrong gospel. Because if they're preaching the wrong gospel, they are not serving God, they are serving Satan. They're propagating a false gospel that leads people to hell. And yes, they are around.
بله خیلی ها هستن
and not a few.
یکی دو تا هم نیستن زیادن.
Go to Matthew 7 verse 21 to 23.
متا فصل 7 21.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
نه هر که مرا خداوند خداوند گوید داخل ملکوت آسمان گردد، بلکه آنکه اراده پدر من را که در آسمان است به جا آورد. بسیاری در آن روز مرا خواهند گفت خداوند خداوند، آیا به آن آیا به نام تو نبوت ننمودی و به اسم تو دیوها را اخراج نکردیم و به نام تو معجزات بسیار ظاهر نساختیم؟ آنگاه به ایشان صریحا خواهم گفت که هرگز شما را نشناختم، ای بدکاران از من دور شد.
Yeah, and this is the category that identifies themselves as a Christian.
این گروهیه که خودش رو به عنوان ایماندار نام میبره.
They say Lord, Lord.
خداوندا خداوندا.
Have we not done these things in your name?
آیا این کارها رو در نام تو انجام ندادیم؟
Yeah. Prophesied in your name. Cast out devils in your name. Have done many wonderful works in your name. People who identify as Christians. And Jesus will tell them, I never knew you. You were never saved. You believed in vain. You believed another gospel that cannot save. You believed a lie.
تو به یک ایمان دروغی ایمان
And not only that, you preached another gospel.
نه تنها ایمان دروغی بود، موعظه دروغی داشتی.
Yeah, you did not trust on Jesus Christ.
اعتماد نکردی به عیسی مسیح.
You trusted in the things you have done in your own works.
اعتماد کردی به کارهای خودت.
Yeah, those wonderful works.
کارهای نیکوی خودت.
Yeah, there's only one gospel
فقط یک انجیله که میتونه شما رو نجات بده.